Hello, thank you for joining me. This will be a midweek message for the last day in August. We're starting up September soon, and I hope you've had a good August. We got a little breeze on the front porch, so I hope that doesn't interfere with the sound quality. But I'm going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 as a follow-up to where we were on Sunday morning. Part of the follow-up that I'm going to do is to take you further back into chapter 1. Rather than going and beginning in verse 15, we're going to go back and look at verse 3. So 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Now you read verse 3 and 4 of 2 Corinthians, and it gives you the idea that God's intentions for us enduring difficulty, strife, suffering, not our fault, but things that we've gone through, that His whole intent for some of those things is that we might learn to only seek our comfort in Him. And then once we procure that comfort, once we go to Him and go through the straining process, and by straining I mean more like something that lets all of the extra fall off and only the good part remain. We go through this straining process to where we only are dependent upon our God, our Father, and we only survive off of the comfort that He gives us. And then once we have strained everything or whittled everything down, if you will, to that, now it says you have a comfort that can help anyone in any situation. In other words, He would use your and my particulars when we depend on Him to teach us something about Him that is comforting to us and our particular situation. But the comfort of God for our particular is applicable or is useful in so many other venues, so many other situations, troubles, difficulties, so that really for the believer walking with God, our trials, our difficulties, our troubles, even our suffering, when we turn it back to God and say, God, You please comfort me in the midst of this. I would like for it to end, but God, if it's not going to end, or if it does end, whenever that happens, would I want my comfort to be in You? And then we begin to, during those seasons of life, draw out from the Scriptures particular verses that apply to our situation. And they're verses about who God is and how much He loves and how He's with us and He's not going to forsake us and all of these different things. And we pick up in that learning process, we also pick up what I'm going to call here authority with it, right? So that we're not just a person quoting Scriptures to someone, but we're a person with a story, with a history of walking with God, who has depended totally on the promises of God and the truth of God to give us comfort in the middle of our trouble. And then with that, we have the authority, and I don't mean that to boss people around, but just when you speak out of that kind of experience, it carries a different weight. And it's useful in so many more environments and applications. Now, it doesn't mean that there's multiple interpretations of Scripture. That's not at all what I mean. But there are multiple applications of one single interpretation. You can make all kinds of applications with a good interpretation of Scripture. And so when we go to the Bible and we find encouragement and strength in the Scriptures, and Paul says the reason, when we look back, the reason we went through that is so we could give it to you, so we could give it away. That's a whole lot different than, God, please keep any trouble from happening to me. Please bless me so that trouble never happens to me. It's a totally different perspective. And God, I'm not asking for trouble, but if it comes, oh Lord, please use my life and let my life be useful to be encouraging to others. I hope you're having a good week, and I also hope that if you're going through trouble, you can find some encouragement in this message today and in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. All right. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.